Welcome to GSO2Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GeorgiaStandards.org host. Thank you for tuning in to the May 2010 GSO2Go Voices podcast. This podcast will mention just brief descriptions of some of the articles you can read in the May 2010 GSO2Go Educator Newsletter. The main story this month is a press release issued from the Georgia Department of Education Communications Office on April 7, 2010. It discusses in detail how the U.S. Department of Education announced that Georgia will receive more than $122 million to turn around its persistently lowest achieving schools through the School Improvement Grants Program. School districts that have any persistently lowest achieving schools can compete for the over $120 million made available to Georgia. On April 30, 2010, State Superintendent of Schools Kathy Cox unveiled the Georgia Department of Education iTunes University site. This occurred at an event at Rutland High School in Bibb County. Superintendent Cox demonstrated how this free technology will allow teachers, students, and parents to download many different resources directly onto an iPod or other portable device. Effective immediately, the Computer Skill Competency Special Georgia requirement is waived for educator certification. Read more about this on page 3 of GSO2Go. Country music singer and Grammy Award winner Travis Tritt reads Bubba the Cowboy Prince to some cowboys and cowgirls at an elementary school in Paulding County. After viewing this Georgia Read More video, your students will want to watch this fractured Texas tale over and over. Galileo Resource, Encyclopedia Britannica, has much to offer this month. On the Britannica site, there's a spotlight on one of history's darkest chapters, the Holocaust. Britannica is also offering free online training through one-hour webinars. Links to sign-up information is on page 5. Galileo provides free access to Britannica and other information resources to all of Georgia's educators. It already has tens of thousands of free educational resources for use in and out of the classroom, but now Georgia Department of Education partner Verizon Thinkfinity has a whole lot more. Thinkfinity recently unveiled an updated and expanded website that contains new features, a Thinkfinity community, and new social media tools, widgets, and blogs. Also on page 5 of GSO2Go, teachers of grades 4 through 12 have the opportunity to earn 5 professional learning units by registering for No Fear Shakespeare, a class which is accredited by the Georgia Department of Education. Did you know that the first Coca-Cola fountain drink was sold in Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta on May 8, 1886? And did you know on May 12, 1961, the first group of freedom riders traveling from Washington, D.C., to the Deep South to protest segregation passed through Georgia? Want your students to learn more Georgia facts like these? There are over 40 more Georgia articles for the month of May that your students can research over at the New Georgia Encyclopedia, a GSO partner. Be sure to check out the article titled May in Georgia History. And the best is saved for last. This podcast will close with a reminder of the wonderful celebration that occurred in the first week of May, and that is Teacher Appreciation Week. The GeorgiaStandards.org team wants to thank the teachers of Georgia for all they do for students. These are just some of the articles you will find in the May 2010 GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read all the articles and share GSO2Go with other educators. Here at georgiastandards.org, we strive to bring you the best curriculum resources to support a standards-based curriculum. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter as well as other issues, just enter georgiastandards.org into your web browser, click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of GSO, and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resources links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening to this month's podcast.